In the final part of our Journey to Redemption series, we reflect on our personal and Christian fellowship with the eternal assurance that comes with salvation in Jesus Christ. Bible verse, Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. The invitation of Christ. As we conclude our series on salvation, we focus on Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, where Jesus extends a personal invitation and Christian fellowship. Behold, I stand at the door, and knock. If any man hear my voice, and open the door, I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. This verse illustrates the desire of Christ to enter into a personal relationship with each individual. The imagery of Jesus standing at the door and knocking signifies his readiness and willingness to enter our lives. This invitation is extended to all, regardless of their past or present circumstances. Matthew Henry's commentary explains that this verse portrays the willingness of Christ to enter and dwell within those who respond to his call. It emphasizes the personal and relational aspect of salvation. Hearing and responding. Jesus' invitation requires a response. Hearing his voice and opening the door signifies a willingness to receive him. John chapter 1 verse 12 assures us, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." This response of receiving and believing in Jesus grants us the privilege of becoming children of God in Christian fellowship. The promise of fellowship, the promise of Jesus' presence is not merely a formal relationship but an intimate fellowship. The phrase, "I will come into him, and will sup with him, and he with me," signifies a deep and personal communion. This fellowship is characterized by mutual sharing and intimacy. John chapter 14 verse 23 affirms this promise. Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him." Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The assurance of salvation. The hope of salvation is available to all who seek it in the biblical manner. Romans chapter 10 verse 13 provides the assurance, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This promise extends to all who genuinely call upon Jesus, embracing his invitation and receiving his gift of salvation. Conclusion. In conclusion, Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 highlights the personal invitation of Jesus Christ to each individual and our Christian fellowship. His desire is to enter into a personal and intimate relationship with us, offering fellowship and communion. Let us respond to his call, open the door of our hearts, and embrace the salvation and fellowship he offers. May we walk in the assurance of his presence and live in the fullness of his grace and love. Conclusion and recap of the six-part series on salvation. In this six-part series on salvation, we have explored the profound truths of God's redemptive plan for humanity as revealed in the Bible. Each part has illuminated a key aspect of salvation, from our lost state to the glorious hope we have in Christ. All are lost, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6. We began by acknowledging our spiritual lostness and the divine provision of salvation through Christ, who bore our iniquities. Scripture. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, ESV, all have sinned. Romans chapter 3 verse 23. We recognize the universal nature of sin and our need for divine grace and redemption through Christ. Scripture. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3 verse 23, ESV, sin ends in death. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. We confronted the gravity of sin and the contrasting hope of eternal life offered through Jesus Christ. Scripture. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 6 verse 23, ESV, Jesus died and took your sins. Jesus died to bring you to God, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. We explored the sacrificial and redemptive work of Jesus, who suffered to bring us to God. Scripture. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh but made alive in the Spirit. Jesus took your sins, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. We delved into the transformative power of Christ's sacrifice, enabling us to die to sin and live unto righteousness. Scripture. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Come in Lord Jesus, Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. We concluded with the personal invitation of Jesus, emphasizing the intimate fellowship he offers to those who respond to his call. Scripture. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. Throughout this series, we remember that grace through faith in Jesus Christ gives us salvation freely, not by our own efforts. God extends the hope of salvation to all who seek Him in the biblical manner, confessing and believing in Jesus Christ. Let us embrace these truths, acknowledge our need for Him, and walk in the assurance of His salvation. May we live in the fullness of His grace and love. Help us share the message of salvation with others and glorifying God in our lives. For further reading, God Questions, I Stand at the Door and Knock, article.